From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting divisions in Europe over the migrant crisis.
Versagt Europa in der Flüchtlingsfrage?
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the thousands of migrants streaming into the continent. Germany has accepted more refugees than other European countries, but Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Це була антиукраїнська акція.
In a televised address Monday evening, Mr. Poroshenko said the protest outside the parliament in Kiev earlier in the day was, in his words, anti-Ukrainian, and he said all organizers will bear full responsibility. South Sudan's government and rebels have accused each other of breaking the ceasefire that was supposed to go into effect. Marta Vandervolf reports.
At a news conference in Addis Ababa on Monday, former vice president turned rebel leader Riek Machar accused government troops of not honoring the peace deal.
Up to this morning, they have been fighting in unity. They have troops that they don't control, who are burning villages, killing civil population, and all that.
But South Sudan Army spokesman Colonel Philip Aguer says forces loyal to Machar have attacked forces loyal to President Kiir with the intention of gaining more territory. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. They say they have issued arrest warrants for two new suspects. This is VOA News. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has told Pakistani officials there is more work the Pakistani government can do to confront extremist groups. Earnest said the first item on Rice's agenda during her brief visit to Pakistan on Sunday was the security relationship between Pakistan and the United States. Rice passed on an invitation for Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to visit Washington in late October. Islamic State militants have reportedly destroyed a second Roman-era temple in the Syrian oasis town of Palmyra. Edward Uranian reports.
Islamic State militants reportedly blew up the Temple of Bel in Syria's desert oasis town of Palmyra, the latest in a long series of attacks on archaeological treasures in Syria and Iraq. The temple was the second site in the city to be blown up by the group. Historian Manar Hamad notes the Temple of Bel was preserved for many centuries because it was used first as a Byzantine church, then later as a mosque. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama traveled Monday to the northwestern state of Alaska to meet with residents and deliver an address at a conference where scientists and officials are gathering to discuss the effects of climate change on the Arctic region. Mr. Obama, meanwhile, is facing a backlash of sorts from some Ohio lawmakers following his decision to rename Alaska's Mount McKinley to Denali. Mount McKinley is the tallest mountain in North America. It was named after President William McKinley, who was born in Ohio. House Speaker John Boehner, also from Ohio, said he was deeply disappointed by the decision. Sudan's foreign minister said the International Criminal Court's indictment of President Omar al-Bashir is merely a European matter that has been rejected by the rest of the international community. Speaking to VOA by telephone from Khartoum Sunday, Foreign Minister Ibrahim Gandour said President Bashir continues to travel the world whenever he is invited by other heads of state without fear of being arrested. Mr. Bashir begins a four-day visit to China. The Washington Post reports that the United States is prepared to levy sanctions against Chinese individuals and companies in response to cyber espionage. Citing unnamed administration officials, the Post said the government has not yet decided whether to issue the sanctions, but that a decision is expected soon. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. European markets were mixed. On Monday, Asia markets also mixed. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.